As the Board of Public Works approved a $2 million contract to assist those trying to enroll in coverage through the exchange, Controller Peter Franchot criticized the O'Malley administration for backing a law that set up the exchange that bypassed the Board of Public Works from approving the contractor who would run the exchange. Franchot believes the technical problems that have developed might have been caught by a board review.
There's a damn good reason why this board has stood the test of time since the Constitutional Convention of 1864. This is the only appropriate place to consider contracts like these.
But Deputy Health Secretary Thomas Kim said there was no way the board could have detected potential problems with the website, and Governor O'Malley agreed.
The procurement process itself, in getting to the award itself, would not have prevented those problems from occurring.
Well said, Mr. Kim.
In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.